trade barriers. UK meat industry pushes for simplified export conditions to the EU. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. VOM, the 19th of May 2026. London. As part of an ongoing investigation into so-called dynamic alignment in trade between the UK and the EU, the meat industry is campaigning for a new SPS agreement to reduce barriers to trade. The UK meat industry wants to increase political focus on the impact of current sanitary and phytosanitary (SPS) controls on exports to the European Union. The British Meat Producers Association (BMPA) points to a significant decline in meat exports and rising costs since Brexit. John Powell, who took over as the new head of the industry organization BMPA in April, wants to draw attention to the problem before the House of Lords EU Committee on the 19th of May. Powell will appear there together with Tom Bradshaw, president of the National Farmers Union, NFU, and Richard Ballantyne, chief executive of the British Ports Association. Development of exports. According to the BMPA, meat exports to the EU have fallen significantly since 2019. Beef exports have fallen by more than 20%, sheep meat exports by more than 15%, and pork exports by more than a third. Nevertheless, the EU remains the most important market for red meat from the UK. According to the association, the EU accounts for up to 90% of sheep meat exports and around 80% of beef exports. According to the industry association, the UK agri-food sector has had to spend around £289 million on export certifications since 2020. The ongoing annual costs in the meat sector are said to be over £50 million. This means that meat exporters can incur additional costs of £2,500 to £3,000 per load on individual deliveries due to the necessary documentation requirements, inspections, and border delays. The association describes these expenses as non-value-added costs, as they do not contribute to productivity or growth. In contrast, the traditional customs process runs largely smoothly, according to the industry. According to the BMPA, this only costs around £20 per delivery in some cases. The main barrier to trade is therefore not customs duties, but SPS requirements such as health certificates and veterinary checks. The supply chains are already aligned with EU standards, explains the BMPA. Producers, transport companies, abattoirs, and processing plants are already working in accordance with EU SPS requirements. A large part of the certification therefore serves to formally confirm existing standards. Impact on smaller companies and logistics. The existing agreements particularly affect smaller exporters, who are increasingly excluded from the EU market due to the elimination of so-called groupage structures, i.e. the joint bundling of transports. This has restricted the market participation of smaller companies. The association also warns of uncertainties in the transition to a new SPS framework. Unclear timelines could disrupt supply chains, especially for stored goods, and lead to shortages of veterinary staff if skilled workers leave the industry. When reforming existing trade practices, the association is calling for clear transition periods, binding timelines, and practicable solutions for labeling, certification, and goods already in circulation in order to minimize disruption to the supply chain.